Begin the current daf, Sechtes Harias daf test. Begin 9 lines down with the top of the Yomid. But the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had a Mishnah that had a machlekes regarding the halachas of Shmias Koil, Bitus Vesayim, and Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, which are the Isurim that are commonly known as the liability of carbon oil beyard, which if one violates one of these three halachas, he has to bring a carbon, but it's not a chatzis kavua set carbon. It's on the sliding scale, depending how much money the person has, what type of carbon they could bring. So the Mishnah had said that regarding the Bezdin, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, they're not liable if it's regarding a haras Bezdin that's erroneous, because they're only chayv by a chatzis kavua, and this is not a set carbon chatzis. It depends on the financial scale. Now, regarding the Nasi, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli said that the king is the same thing, which it's in the middle of his opinion that we're middle discussing, which the Gemara ultimately had an interpretation based on Rabbi Yirmiyah, where if that's going to be an exemption for the Nasi. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. He says, no, the Nasi is chayiv in all these cases of carbon oil b'yarid. However, except for Shmias HaKoil, where there, by the king, he doesn't say testimony at all anyway, so he's not going to be liable for that halacha, because he's not eligible anyway for testimony to be chayim on saying a false oath. Now, and that the Gemara says, Baimenei Ravinim Rav Nachma Yitzchak. He asked, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who he had interpreted Rabbi Yisrael Glili, because the Gemara had asked, what's the understanding of Yisrael Glili? Why should a Nasi be the same thing as Bezin and be exempt from the halacha of these three violations of being chayim of a carbon, Oyla B'yarit? So the Gemara first attempted to say something similar to Rabbi Kiva, because since he can't be chayav on one of them, he can't be chayav on all of them. The Gemara rejected that. And the Gemara said, based on what Rabbi Yirmiyah had said, because since it says regarding these three violations, if he can't afford it, then he brings these cheaper karbanas. Well, that automatically excludes a nasi and the kohen gadol, because they're always going to be wealthy, as we said on the top of this amud from the previous staff. And if it's not eligible at all, it's not valid, this halach of karban el b'yayrid, for the nasi and the kohen mashiach. Now, it's on that opinion of Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yisrael Gluli that the Gemara asked the following question. Nasi shenitzdareya, regarding a king that gets tsaras, gets a nega, where that demotes him and takes him down from his kingship, because a king is not fit to be a king when he's a mitzvah. As the Gemara says actually on the next daf in the second parak, that says, V'yinaga Hashem es ha-melech v'yihim mitzvah ad yoyim ha-isa v'yishav b'is ha-chavshis, which the Gemara explains that he became chavshi mimachusay, he was freed from being the king, because he can't be a king as a mitzayra. So mao, what's the halacha? So actually, Rashi's original girsa is, do we say that he's exempt from a carbon oil b'yarid when he's a nasi, now that he became a mitzayra, and now he's not a king anymore, so now he should be chayiv a carbon, because he's not a king? Or maybe, no, what was when he was a nasi. In other words, since he's nitcha, since he was rejected from being a carbon, so even though now that he gets saras, he's not going to be liable for a carbon. Or the other version, which is actually the girsa of our Gemara, is mitchi dachi. Do we say that when he was a nasi and there's a liability of a carbon oil b'yarid, since he's rejected, you can't bring a carbon of oil b'yarid, as we said, if it's a nasi. So then even when he gets saras, he's rejected from having that liability? A mifter pater. Or do we say that when he's king, he's not what's called dachoi, rejected, because you say kivin she'itchi itchi, once he rejected. Not rejected. He was just, as a king, he's exempt from the carbon oil b'yarid. But when he's not a nasi anymore, so that exemption doesn't apply, not he was ever rejected, and therefore he should be liable, when should he be liable? When he has saras, and he's not a king anymore. So maybe it's only an exemption, but now that he has saras, and he's no more exempt, maybe he should be liable. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak responded to Ravin, he says, from where do you want to create a liability for the king to bring a carbon when he gets saras? Dilach? From your money? Or de Gaza? Or from the money of his coffers, of his storehouse where he has all his money kept over there? Obviously, you would say that it's from his own money. Now, since he's bringing from his own money, that's why he's always going to be exempt from a carbon oil b'yarid, even after tzaras, because where was Rabbi Yisrael Glili's and Rabbi Yirmiyah's halacha coming from? Why did they say that they're exempt, the nasi and the kohen gadol, from a carbon oil b'yarid? It's because they don't come to poverty. And therefore, this nasi, even though he got tzaras, so he's not king anymore, but he's still not becoming poor, because his coffers are the same as they were when he was still king, and therefore he's going to be totally exempt, even after he has tzaras, and even though he's not the king anymore. Now, the Gemara continues, related to the halacha of a Mishnah, another opinion regarding these halachas, Tanya Litna Braisa. Kiva Eimer, although he was mentioned in the Mishnah, but he was mentioned in the context of the Nasi, here in the Braiser, Kiva says, Mashiach Pater Mikulam. The Kohen Gadol is exempt from all of these categories, which are Chayav Karban El Biyard. He's not going to be Chayav Karban El Biyard. So Amar Rava says, my time in Rabbi Kiva. What's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? I mean, no one said that halacha in the Mishnah. We had Rabbi Glili who said that the Nasi is exempt from all these halachas. And Rabbi Kiva said, no, Nasi is Chayav. No one mentioned regarding the Mashiach. And that Rabbi Kiva says in the Braisa that is exempt from all of them. So Rabbi says, my time in Rabbi Kiva. Says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says in Yikra, Zeh Korban Aharon Uvanav. This is the carbon of Aaron and his sons, like the Pasuk says, on the day that they become anointed, which is an Asirus Eifa, tenth of an Eifa, which this is what's commonly known as the Chavite Kohen Mashiach, which is the flower offering that's distinct for the Kohen Gadol. What this teaches us is that Zu, this Chavitin, that's Baal Chai Baloi, that's an obligation for a Kohen Gadol. But it's coming to say, Zeh, only this, and it's an exclusion, Ve'en Acheres. But there is no other Asir Se'efa, that of the Eil of Yairid, that's Bo Chayvola, that becomes an obligation for the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, he's going to be exempt from all of them as an Eil of Yairid, because he's not eligible for the Eil of Yairid, because he cannot bring the lowest level of the Eil of Yairid, which is the flower offering. It's saying that he does not bring any other obligatory flower offering. Now, actually, the Gemara later on is going to tell us that this that Rabbi Kiva exempts the Kohen Gadol from all of these categories of Eil v'Yared is actually only from the Karban Eil v'Yared, but not from his general par, which he brings when he has an erroneous ruling and he follows on that. And you could explain it because the reason of Rabbi Kiva is only excluding it from the Eil v'Yared, because that was the teaching we just said, Zeh Karban Aaron, which is this flower offering and no other flower offering, but it was not an exemption of an animal offering, that of a par, and therefore, although he's not going to bring Karban El V'Yared, but he is going to have to bring his par of Kohen Mashiach. However, on this teaching, the Gemara asks, but the Eima say, Ki b'mayit le'rachmano, when does the Torah exclude the Kohen Mashiach from the Karban El V'Yared? That's only midali dalis. That's only from the lowest on the scale of the poor of the poor. What is that? That's Asir Seifa. That's a tenth of the Eifa, like it says, because Zeh Karban Aaron, and there is no other Asir Seifa that becomes obligatory for him. Avlanias Vashiras, but what we know as Dallas, not the Dali Dallas, the poor or the wealthy, which is the carbon of the animal or of the bird, Loi Mater Achmona. The Torah did not exempt him from the Halach of Shmias, Kol, and Bittas, Hazam, and Tumas, Megadish, Gadasha regarding the liability of the Kisba, Seira, or the Torah, Bnei Yoina. That he wasn't excluded. He's only excluded from the bottom, from the lowest level. But from the other two levels, he should still be obligated. Says Gemara, Leisa Gedai, that he can't entertain to say that. Why? Because the Chsibda says the Pasek Meyikra, by the Asir Seifa, it says, by the Oil of Yairid, V'chipro Lav HaKoyin, and the Koyin is going to provide atonement for him, whoever made one of these sins of, let's say, Mikdash Kedashav, Al Chatose Asher Chata, for the sin that he sinned, Me'achas Me'ela, from one of these things. What does it mean, Me'achas Me'ela? Says the Gemara, HaMeskaper Ba'achas, whoever gets atonement in any one of these three halachas, meaning, even Asira Se'efa, meaning when we say the three halachas, that of the wealthy, the poor, and the very poor, then Meskaper Bekulan. Then you can get an atonement in all of them. Meaning, then you could be, if you're wealthy, bring the animals, and just poor, the birds, and if very poor, the flower offering. But if you don't get an atonement by one of these things, like the Kohen Mashiach, whereas we said he for sure cannot bring that Asir Seifa because the Pasuk is excluding a different obligation of flower offering when it's saying Zeh Karban, so therefore he does not get an atonement by any one of them, and therefore he's being excluded in totality from the carbon Eil B'Yared, because it's saying Me'achas Me'ela, which is saying that only if you could get from any one of these things, but if you're going to have an exemption from one of them, like here from the flower offering, you can't bring any of the other carbonas and he's totally exempt. Now that is the Gemara El Mi'at, but if that's the type of drashas you're making from the words Me'achas Me'ela, that he has to be eligible for all types of those carbonas for the carbon Eil B'Yared on that sliding scale, so then the Chsiv, when it says earlier in the Pesukim over there, it says, if someone's going to be guilty for one of these things that we're talking about, which is the Koil Allah, or the Shavuos Bitoy, or Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, Hachanami, are you going to say also over here when it says, La'achas Me'ela, Techala Mischayev Ba'achas, whoever is liable for any one of these three types of halachas, Mischayev Bekulon, only then could he be liable in all of them. But if someone is not liable in any one of these three halachas, like the Nasi, like the king, who's not liable, as we said, according to everyone, by Shmias HaKoel, by when he swears falsely that he does no testimony, because, like we said, he doesn't say testimony anyway, so he's not liable for that oath. So then you're going to tell me that Amos Chai Bekulon, then he's not going to be liable for any one of those other halachas, like actually Rabbi Yisrael Glili had said, as we explained in the previous stuff. Then Alam Tana, and then why did we learn the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Omer, who that's who we're explaining, he says, Nasi Chayiv Chutz Mishmiyas Koil. He actually says that the king is liable for one of those other halachas, except for Shmiyas HaKoil, even though there's one of the three halachas that is not liable in them, still he's liable for the rest. But why? It's the same type of a drasha. La'achas Meila, Ma'achas Meila. You should say you should have to have every one the way you're explaining. So it says the Gemara, Ba'ev Rav Adam and Tavai, they both say, no. Me'achas Mashmale. Bekiva learns the, as we said before, an explanation that from Me'achas is excluding that since he's not liable for the Dali Dalas, for the flower offering, therefore he's not liable for any one of the other ones. But La'achas Le'mashmalei. But the drasha of not differentiating between, although he's not chai by the Nasi on one of the three halachas, he'll still be chai on the other two, because that he doesn't learn as an exclusion. The Gemara explains why. U'mayishna Me'achas Le'mashmalei. Why is it that he learns that Me'achas must be being used as an exclusionary term by Dali Dalas, and since the Kohen Gadol is not eligible, he's not going to be eligible for any one of the other Karbanas, is because the Kasver Achman Lebsev Gabasir Sefer, because where does the Torah write this word, La'achas Me'ela? Me'achas Me'ela? It says it at the end by the 10th of the Eifer, by the cheapest carbon. Lememra, that's coming to tell us, the Chol de Mechai Basir Sefer. Why does it say over there, Me'achas Me'ela? To say that whoever is liable in this 10th of the Eifer, then Mechai Bekunin is liable by all them. Why? Because if you're entertained to say that, no, even though he's liable by one, he could be liable by one of them, he's not liable by all of them, just like Rabbi Akiva does learn by the Nasi, that even though he's not liable by one, he could still be liable by the other one, like we said, le'achas me'elam. But if that would be the case, nichteve lahai ma'achas me'elam, then you should have written me'achas me'elam bedalas. By, let's say, by the cheap carbonas, by the poor, which is the tari and the benayon, the types of birds, or inami bashiris, or by the very wealthy, by the kispo seira. Why did the tari write me'achas by the 10th of the eifa to tell you that the liability, if someone's not liable in the asir se'efa, he's not going to be liable for all of them at all? And that is because why did it say it over there? To say me'achas me'ela from one of these, then you're liable on the rest. That's why he exempts the Kohen Gadol from all of them, since he cannot have an atonement with the 10th of the Eifer. Like we said, it says Zer Karban, which is that there is no other 10th of the Eifer that's a liability for him, and therefore since he can't bring that, Me'achas Me'ela says he can't bring any one of the other ones, and that's the reasoning for Rabbi Kiva's opinion mentioned here in the Braisa, that Mashiach has Patim Mekulon from all Karbanas of Karban El Yard, although, as we'll see later, he still holds him liable for the Par Kohen Mashiach. I think we're continuing with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of a previous Mishnah from the previous daf of Zodin Karis and Shekagas and Chattas. That's the criterion, but also as a sum total of the karbanis that are liabilities for certain sins. Says the Mishnah, Kala mitzvah sheba teira, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, shechayoven, that there's a liability. Al Zodin Karis, that if someone does it deliberately, he gets Karis, he dies young. By Shekagas and Chattas, and if he does it by mistake, he's liable for karma chattas. So the halacha is as follows. Hayachid may be kispo seira, the individual who commits this sin brings either a she lamb or a she goat. Vahanasi, sar, the king, if he commits this type of a sin, brings a special carbon, specific for the king, a he goat. Umashiach ubezdin, and regarding the Kohen Gadol and the high court, mevi impar, then they bring a bull, as we said in the previous daf, in the Chesem and Aleph. The way we know this, it says Aleh over here, it says Legalis Arvas Aleh over there, just like over there by Arias, it's Zidane Karsa Shagas and Chattas here also. And we learn that the Nasi, that his halach is also distinct for Zadin Karsa Shagas and Chattas from Gzeres Akaza of Mitzvahs. And regarding individual, we know from it says Vim Nefesh, which refers to individual, which deal with Tachtim Elyon, we learn out the later Pasuk of the Yachid from the earlier Pasuk of the Tzibur. Continues the Mishnah. Bavitz Kachav, regarding a violation of an Isser of idolatry, Hayachid va'nasi va'mashiach, regarding a regular individual, the king and the Kohen Gadol, Mevi and Seira, they bring a carbon of a higot, as it says in Parashat Shlach. Regarding a Bidazar, it says Ve'im Nefesh, which, as we said in the previous daf, they're all included in Nefesh Achas, they're all individuals. Ubezdin, Parbisar, regarding if it's a Hira of an erroneous ruling of Bezdin regarding a Bidazar, like it says in Parashat Shlach. We said in the previous daf, Zayinim Abbez, we learned that Me'eni, it says Me'eni by Parhelm Devashal Tzibur, and says by Abu Dazara when the Tzibur does it, just like over there it's the Bezdin, so over here is the Bezdin, and moreover that just like over there it's Zadad and Karis, or Shargas and Chattas, here also by the Bezdin, they'll have to bring a bull and a he goat. Parlo Eilo, Besar Lachattas, a bull is for a karbanayla, and the higur is for karmachatas. Continues the Mishnah. Ashim toli. Regarding a suspended ashim, which is if someone's not sure if he committed a sin, he ate fats, he's not sure the fats he ate were kosher or not kosher. So hayachid v'anasi chayavin, so an individual, if it happens to him, or even the king, he's liable for the karban ashim toli. But a mashiach ubesim maturin, if it happens to the kohen gadol, or the high court, and regarding their ruling, if this created, if they went and went ahead with it, they're going to be exempt, as we said in the beginning of the parak, because it says, "Ba'ashem tali v'chipra koyin ha'shagugasa ha'shashagag." What's shagugasa ha'shashagag? We said, whoever his chet and his shagag is the same, meaning it's a shigas ma'isa, which excludes the kohen gadol and the bezin. That their violation is only with a heras ma'isa and the shigas ma'isa. Continues the Mishnah, Ashem Vade, a definite Ashem, where there's certain halachas in the Torah, although many Averis, the Shagug is a Chatas, many Averis, if someone does the Isser, which actually by Ashem Vade is even by Mezid, then he brings a carbon Ashem, which Hayachad v'hanasi v'hamashiach hayavin, an individual, the king and the Kohen Gadol, they're liable with Ashem Vade, because like it says by Hashem, it says v'im nefesh, which the king, the Kohen Gadol, they're all included in nefesh achas, they're all individuals. Now, Rashi addresses, as a few times already, Rashi addresses this idea, although the Mishnah says in Chesam and Aleph that there's no liability for the court only for something that's Zodin Kurs and Shagasa Chatas, and Ashem Vadi most definitely is not a Shagoga of Chatas, and yet still the Mishnah says over there, V'chein Mashiach, but here it's saying the Mashiach is Chayiv, not just Fai Chatas, but even by Ashem. The understanding of that Mishnah is when it says V'chein Mashiach means to say that by the Mashiach, if he had ruled erroneously and followed, and the liability would be Ashem Vadi, then he's not going to bring his par koyin Mashiach, but of course he's going to have to bring Ashem Vadai like a hedyot. In contrast, Ubezdin, Paturin, the court, they're totally exempt from Ashem Vadai because they're not included in the singular of Nefesh Achas, they're a tzibur, not a yachid. Continues the Mishnah. Al Shmiyah Sakoil, regarding the false oath regarding knowing testimony. Valbita Sasayim, regarding the utterance of the lips regarding a shvuz bitoy and not keeping one's word. Valtumas Mikdash Kadash of being a state of impurity and going to the Mikdash or eating Kadshim. So regarding these halachas, Bezdin Beturim, the court, they're exempt, because as we said previously, there's no chatzis tzibur only if it's a chatzis kavua, and these, if one violates these yisurim, they're not a set karma chatzis, it depends on one's finances, known as oyle v'yared. But v'hayochet v'hanasi v'mashiach hayavin, an individual, the king, and the kohen gadol, they are liable in Shmiyas kol bittas v'am tumas mekdash kedasha, because they're all included in what the Torah says over the nefesh achas. Now, Ella, however, she'ain kohen gadol mashiach chayiv, but there's no liability for the kohen gadol al tumas mikdash or kedasha regarding a violation if he's tummy and he goes into the mikdash or partakes of kachim. Divrei Reb Shimon, that's the reason. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon, which the Gemara will explain. Now, the same thing actually is that Reb Shimon holds that the nasi is not chayiv on shmiyas hakol, like we said in the previous Mishnah, because the king doesn't testify and we don't testify for him. Rather, it didn't have to say that because Rabbi Kiva already said that halacha, but Rabbi Shimon agrees to that concept that the Nasi also will be exempt on one of them. Not only will the Kohen Gadol be exempt on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, but regarding one of these three, the Nasi will also be exempt that of Shmiyas Kol. Now, concludes the Mishnah, Mahein Mavin. What does the Nasi bring when he violates Bitas Vasayim and Tumas Mikdash Kedashav? And what does the Mashiach bring when he violates Shmiyas Kol and Bitas Vasayim? They bring a carbon elviyar. They bring that carbon which every Yachid's chayiv on. Now, Rabbi Lazaimer, he says, no, Hanasi may be sar. Although we're saying that the king will be liable for these carbon oil b'yared, but he's not going to bring a carbon oil b'yared. He's going to have to bring his he-goat, which the king always brings. So it actually comes a three-way machlekes. We have from the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Galila, that he holds that the king and the kohen gadol are totally exempt. Rabbi Kiva holds that the king is liable in all of them except for Shmiyas HaKoel, and the kohen gadol is exempt from all of them from oil b'yared, as we mentioned in the Brisa before. Shimon holds the king and the Kohen Gadol are chayiv in all of them in Oil B'Yared. It's just that a Kohen Gadol is not chayiv on Tumas Mikdash or Kedash. Says the Gemara, Bryce, the Tanya Linda Bryce, that elaborates on the halachas of our Mishnah. Shimon Hayonosin Klal. He gave general categories to explain the halachas we mentioned in the Mishnah. Kol Shayachad Ba'ashim Tali. Wherever you have an individual that's liable for an Ashim Tali, where he doesn't know if he violated the Isra or not, Hanosi Kayetzibay. The king has the same halacha. And Mashiach Ubezin Beturin, but the Kohen Gadol and the court, they're exempt from Ashim Tali. V'choshu ba'ashim ba'adeh, wherever there's a liability for a definite Ashim, Nasi Mashiach Kiyetzaben, same halach applies to the king and to the Kohen Gadol. Ubezin Beturin, but the court is exempt. Shmiyas HaKoyel Ubitis V'sayim B'tumas Mikdash HaKudashav. Bezin Beturin, as we said, they're not chayav on if it's not a Chatzis Kavua. But Nasi Mashiach HaYavin, the king and the Kohen Gadol are liable. However, there's an exemption for each one of them. The king is not chayiv on Shmias HaKoel, as we said, because testimony doesn't apply to the king. And b'lo mishiach, b'tumas mitzvah gedashav, like Reb Shimon has, we just quoted at the end of the Mishnah, who this price is Reb Shimon. He says, however, and the Kohen Gadol is not liable regarding tumas mitzvah gedashav. Continues the price. Kol shu b'oil b'yared. Wherever there's a liability of a carbon oil b'yared, which is Shmias HaKoel b'tumas mitzvah gedashav, Nasik hayetzibay, the king has the same halacha. Mashiach u'besim b'turin, the Kohen Gadol and the court, they're exempt because, as we've said many times in previous dafim, the Kohen Gadol is compared to the Bezin, just like the Bezin exempt from all these cases from Shmias HaKoel but b'tumas mitzvah gedashav, like we said, because the Tzibur does not bring a chatas unless if it's a chatas kavua, so to the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol is exempt from all these cases. And that asks the Gemara, haguv akasha, we have a contradiction in the Braisa. Amrit, you said, she'ei Mashiach chai b'tumas mitzvah gedashav, as Reb Shimon was quoted at the end of the previous Mishnah, Kohen Gadol is not liable for Tumas Mikdash Gedashav or Karban El Viyar. So the inference is, but Tumas Mikdash Gedashav would depatur. Regarding that one of those three different categories, that's where he's exempt. Of Bashmias HaKol, but regarding the oath of not knowing testimony, Ubitas Rasayim, and regarding utterance of his lip of an oath, Chayiv, that he's going to be liable for. But Eim HaSeifa, look at the end of the Braisa. Shimon says, Kol Shabbat Eilu B'Yerud, anything that's regarding that the consequence of Karban Eilu B'Yerud, Nasi Kayetzibay, the king's the same, meaning he'll be liable, but Mashiach U'Bezim B'Turin, but the Kohen Gadol and the Bezim will be exempt. Now, Katani Mashiach U'Bezim B'Turin. So you're telling me that the Kohen Gadol and the court is exempt. Sounds like that it's the same. Ma Bezim B'Turin Mekulin, just like the word at court is exempt in all these halachas, because they're not Chatz Kavua, Av Mashiach Patim Mekulin, so to the Kohen Gadol is exempt in all these cases. So we continue in Talmud Bay, says the Gemara, says Kashna Adadi, so that's a contradiction. Because you just said before that the Kohen Gadol is only not Chayv on Tumas Mikdash Gedashav. But it sounds like Mashmi is calling Mikdash Gedashav, he is going to be Chayv. So that's a contradiction. So I'm Avun Breit V'Yeshua, he says, look, Kashna, not a difficulty. Khan, in the first part of Rav Shimon's statement in the Braisa, when he said that the Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol is going to be Chayv, as we inferred by Shmi is calling Mikdash Gedashav, that is talking about regarding what part of the Karbon Oil B'Yared? Of Bedalis, regarding, let's say, a Kohen Gadol who is poor, but not very poor. So that's regarding bringing bird karbanis, Tarin b'nei Yaina, where he didn't get so poor yet. That, yeah, he'll be chayiv by Shmias Kol Midas Vasayim. Whereas Khan, over here, by the end of the Braisa, Reb Shimon is talking about Bedali Dalis, when the Kohen Gadol is very poor. There, the Kohen Gadol is exempt in all the cases, because as we said previously, it says already Zeg Karban Aaron, where there's only one place of the Chavita Kohen Gadol that he's chayiv in the flour offering, exempting any other places. So when he's very poor, he's not going to be liable in the Karban Aaron in anyone, because he can't bring that flour offering as an obligation. As the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon Savala Kribi Kiva B'chada, Upal Gula B'chada, because Reb Shimon holds like Kribi Kiva in one aspect, but he disagrees with him in a different. Savla Rebbe Kiva, he holds like Rebbe Kiva, meaning that Bedali Dalis Depata, he agrees with the drush that we said from Rebbe Kiva, that he exempts the Kohen Gadol from bringing of the very poor carbon of a carbon levy yard, because it says, Zeg carbon aron avanav, which is that he could only bring this obligatory flower offering and not that of the levy yard. So, yeah, when he's very poor, he'll be exempt in all these halachas. But Apologalo Bedalis, but he disagrees with the other element of Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Whereas, although Rabbi Kiva said that he'll be exempt even from the poor, meaning the bird karbanas, because he said whoever does not get an atonement with the Asir Se'efa cannot get an atonement in any one of them, like we said, Me'achas Me'ela, according to Rabbi Shimon, he says no. Regarding the very poor carbon, that he cannot get an atonement, but regarding the poor carbon or the wealthy carbon, he says that he doesn't agree to the drasha Me'achas Me'ela, and the Kohen Gadol could get an atonement. So, yeah, regarding one of these three halachas, Tumas Mitzvah Gedashav, that, as we're going to shortly explain, that he holds a Kohen Gadol is exempt from. But the other two, if he's not very poor, yes, he'll be chayiv. So the Mishnah had said, Reb Shimon said, Eile she'in Kohen Gadol chayiv v'chulu. Kohen Gadol is chayiv in the Karban Oil B'Yared, except for Tumas Mikdash Gedashav. That asks the Gemara, Amechizki says, my time with Reb Shimon, what's the reason of Reb Shimon that he says that, however, the Kohen Gadol is not going to be liable on Tumas Mikdash Gedashav of the Karban Oil B'Yared. So it says Chizkiya Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in the midbar in the context of Tumas Mikdash Gedashav, says V'nichrasa HaNefesh Ahim Mitoich HaKal. That person who violated in the state of Tumah the base of Mikdash or Kachim, he's going to get Karas from amongst the assembly of the Jewish people. What's Mitoich HaKal? Says the Gemara, Mishir Karbani Shava LeKahal. It's saying someone who his carbon is the same as the Jewish people, meaning that he gets atonement with the assembly of the Jewish people. That's the type of person that's liable on Tumas Mikdash Gedashav. Yotzezeh, that excludes the Kohen Gadol, Shein Karban Yeshav L'Kol, where his Karban is not the same as the Jewish people, because although the Jewish people get their atonement on Yom Kippur from the Sa'ir, Sar LaShem, Sar LaZazel, he does not get an atonement with the Sar. The Kohen Gadol brings his own Karbanos on Yom Kippur, he gets his atonement with the Par. So therefore he's not the same as the Kol, and therefore he's not included in this Halach of Tumas Mikdash Kedasha. To which the Gemara says, that's not a good point. Because Im Kain, if that would be the case, then Nasi Nami in Karban Yeshav L'Kol, then the king should also be excluded from these halachas, because his carbon is also not the same as the rest of the Jewish people, because when he sins, he brings a he-goat. And the Jewish people, they bring a par on all the other days of the year. So why are you saying that only the Kohen Gadol is exempt from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, and not the a regular person and a Nasi, but a Nasi should be the same as the king, because his carbon is also different? And that's just Gemara, no, that's not a difficulty, because Shava B'Kapar D'Yom Kippurim. The king is the same as the people, at least on Yom Kippur. His atonement is part of the Seirim, like the rest of the Jewish people. So therefore he is included in the Kahal, and therefore he is included in Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. But the Gemara still asks, but Im Kein Kahanim Nami, then forget about just the Kohen Gadol, all the Kahanim also, Leishavu L'Kahal B'Kapar D'Yom Kippurim, they don't have the same atonement as the rest of the Jewish people on the Atonement Yom Kippurim, because they get the atonement from all their Averis with the bull of Aaron, and therefore they should also be like the Kohen Gadol and be exempt from the Halacha of Karban El Biyarim, Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. The Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty either, because Kahanim Shavu L'Kahal B'Shar Mitzvahs D'Shana Kula, they're still the same and equal to the rest of the Jewish people regarding all other Averis the rest of the year, where they get an atonement with the Tzibur when, let's say, the whole Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling of the court, they get the atonement with the Parabal Kol HaMitzvos, and therefore they're going to be Chayv Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. In contrast to the Kohen Gadol, where he goes and he has to bring his own Par when he makes his own Aver. But that the Gemara asks, no, Mashiach Nami, Hashav B'Shar Mitzvos Shana, in a sense, he's also the same as the rest of the Jewish people regarding other Averis the rest of the year. Because when he gives an erroneous ruling together with the court on the same Avera, we said in one of the first Mishnayos in this parag that he's going to get the atonement with the Tzibur. So then he is equal to the Kal, and he should also be Chayv into Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. So Elam Rava, rather, he gives a different source for this halacha of Reb Shimon. He says, Ema Hachi. See, like this, when it says in the Pasuk, Mitoich HaKol, what Reb Shimon is expounding, is Mishachatase Shavah LeYachidim, is someone who is similar to individuals, who, when an individual commits a sin, he's liable for just a shigas maisa. By mistake, he didn't realize that this is forbidden. Like an individual, who his liability is when he has just a shigas maisa, that everyone brings their own carbon. Now, umayni, who do we mean when we mean individuals? That's what we mean when the pasuk says kahal, meaning when the whole of the Jewish people even, if they commit just a shigas maisa, let's say without a helam davar, without an erroneous ruling of the court, every single Jewish person is going to bring his own carbon. So we mean whoever is similar to these individuals of the whole Jewish people and this idea of bringing their own carbon with a shigas maisa, that's the type of person that's chayev a carbon elevated by Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. That excludes the Kohen Gadol, who his sin, his carbon, is not similar to that of an individual. Because when he sins with just a shigas maisa, just a mistaken action without an erroneous ruling, he's actually totally exempt. As the Gemara says later on, the last paragraph of Yud Aleph and Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, Me'am Ha'aretz, which excludes the Kohen Gadol, he does not bring a carbon b'shigas maisa. And that's what we said previously in Avzayin Mabez, that the Kohen Gadol is excluded because Ein Chetah B'Shkaga, and since his carbon is not similar to that of an individual, therefore he's going to be exempt from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the Mishnah concluded, Rabbi Elazar Omer, he said, Hanasi may be sar. He says that the king, this liability that we're saying that he has for carbon oil b'yared, however, he's not going to bring the carbon oil b'yared. He's going to bring, as he does for all other averes, that of a he-goat. Now, Amar Rabbi Yechon, he qualifies this halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that the nasi, the king, will bring a sar in place of the carbon oil b'yared that every other Jew will bring when he violates one of these three halachas. Ela b'tumas mikdash kedashav. It was only said by one of these three halachas, that of, let's say, if the king violates the halacha of being tama in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why is that one different? Since that this halacha has the punishment that one does it deliberately, a person gets karis. Just like by, generally, when is there usually karis? By when someone does it by mistake, he brings a set carbon chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that just like when we said in the Mishnah, that when there's a liability of Zadon Karis and Shegal Gasei Chatas, we're meaning when the Zachatas is Kavua, then that's the carbon that we said the Bezin's Chayiv and the Mashiach's Chayiv and the Nasi brings a He-Goat. So also over here, where if one commits this Tumas Mikdash Kedashim deliberately, he's going to be Chayiv Karis. Now, although when he does it by mistake, yes, that's not a Chatzis Kavua, it's Eilu B'Yarid. Still, Rabbi Eliezer held, he's going to bring a Sar, because since it's still similar to a Chatzis Kavua, in the sense that they both have the element of having Karis. But regarding the other two of Shemiyas Kol and Bittas V'Sayim, where you don't have any one of them, it's not similar because there's no Zadim Karas, and it's not similar to Chatzis Kavua, not by deliberate, not by mistake, because deliberate, it's not going to get Karas, and by mistake, it's not going to bring a Chatzis Kavua, it's a Oyel B'Yared. So there, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the Nasi is not going to bring a Sar, rather generic carbon Oyel B'Yared, like a regular person. His halacha was only said regarding Tumas Mikdash Gadashim. Now, Amar Papa says, Hachanam Mistab, it's actually logical to say, like Rabbi Yechanan said. Why? The Yisak G'day Dech Rabbi Eliezer, because if you're entertained to say that Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the Nasi brings a He-Goat, was Al Kulon Kamar, was saying regarding all the three halachas of Shmiyas Kol, Bittas V'Sayim, and Tumas Mikdash Gadashav, then Mechti, let's see. Sa'ir Nasi Upar Mashiach, the halacha that a king brings a unique carbon of a he-goat, and that a Kohen Gadol brings a unique carbon also, that of a par. But Malkum Yochad L'chatas Koy, it takes the place of when a regular individual brings a regular carbon chatas, the king and the Kohen Gadol are unique. As we learned in the Mishnah, we said, Kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah, Shachayim Nazdan Karas, Shagal Sechatas. We said, every mitzvah in the Torah, which if one does it deliberately, gets Karas, and by mistake, an individual brings a Chatas Kabua, a regular Karma Chatas. So he said, the individual brings a she lamb or a she goat. The Nasi brings a Sar. Mashiach brings a Par. Now, since the Sar of the Nasi and the Par of the Karma Mashiach are taking the place of a regular Chatas Kabua of an individual, so if you would say that Rabbi Eliezer was saying his halacha on all three categories, that the Nasi brings a Sar, even though that there's no Karis in those other two, like by a permanent Chatas Kavuam, then Nisni Nami, Mashiach Mevi Par, then why did he only say that the Nasi is going to bring a Sar? He should have also said that the Kohen Gadol would bring a Par, by which halachas? B'Shmiyas Kol U'Bittas V'Sayim, by those two other halachas, like their law is, because even though there's no Karis B'Kavua, but still, you're saying that the Nasi is Chayiv by these halachas, and so too is the Kohen Mashiach. Elamed de loikaton Mashiach, from the fact that he doesn't say what the liability of the Kohen Gadol is, because Shema Minah Tumas Mikdash Kedashav Koi, because Rabbi Eliezer was only going on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, that he said that over there is where the Nasi brings a He-Goat. Why? Since it says over the Karis, just like by a regular case of when it's Shagasi Chatzis Kavua. Now, so why didn't he say, and by at least Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, that the Kohen Gadol would bring a par? And why should the Kohen Gadol bring a par? Because it says Karis by Kavua. The reason is because the Mashiach Potter, because by that halacha, the Kohen Gadol is actually exempt totally from Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, because Rabbi Eliezer holds a Reb Shimon, as we just quoted before, that says the Kohen Gadol is exempt by there. But if Rabbi Eliezer was going on all the cases, he should have mentioned that, okay, so the Nasi would bring his unique carbon of Sar, because it is, in a sense, like a regular Chatzis Kavua. And then Mashiach will bring his unique carbon of Par, but he doesn't say that, because obviously he's going only on Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. On that, Amalei Rav Huna Breider of Nasan Rav Papa, he comes to reject his proof. He says, Mimai, what's your proof? Dilma, I'll tell you, maybe Rav Eliezer Kulan Koi. Maybe he's actually going on all three halachas that the Nasi brings a Sar, even by the other two halachas where there's no Karas. So then the question was that you were trying to prove, so then why does Rav Eliezer also say that the Kohen Gadol would bring his Par by Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, by Shmiyas Kol and Bittas V'Sayim? Is because Ubi Mashiach Savalak Rebbe Kiva, because regarding the Kohen Gadol, Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Kiva, the Amad that we quote on Amad Aleph Mashiach Pater Bikulon, the Kohen Gadol is exempt from all of them, from Shmiyas Kol, Bitzvah Zayim, because Rebbe Kiva says that he's exempt. And maybe Rebbe Eliezer is going on all of them, then Nasi brings a Sar, and there's no Rai why he doesn't say about Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is exempt. Amalei, so Rebbe Papa responded, he says, Rebbe Kiva mi Paterlei? Do you think that Rebbe Kiva exempts for the Kohen Gadol also mi Par? From the bull? In other words, when Rabbi Kiva, as we mentioned, Aman Alf, exempts the Kohen Gadol from all these halachas of Karbon Oyel V'Yared, by Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and Shmiyas Kol Mitzvah Zayim, that was just not to bring the Karbon Oyel V'Yared, but to bring the Par, he's going to be liable. And since he's going to be liable to bring a Par, so then we're back to the question. Rabbi Eliezer should have said that the Kohen Gadol brings a Par by Shmiyas Kol Mitzvah Zayim. And the fact that he doesn't say that, obviously, is because Rabbi Eliezer was only going to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, where that's where the Nasi brings the Sar. Why? Why is that one unique? Because there, at least, has something similar to the Chatzis Kavua that is b'mezid is Karis. And this that he didn't say, and that the Kohen Gadol brings a par by Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, is because he holds like Reb Shimon that he said that the Kohen Gadol is not liable by Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, and concludes the Gemara Besuloi Midi. There's nothing more to ask on this interpretation of Reb Papa and Reb Yechanan. It is like he said that Reb Elias Halacha was only on Tumas Mikdash Kedashim that the Nasir brings a sar, but regarding the other two, he's just like a regular Hedyot and Karbonel Biyard. Now, continuing on this idea, Om Rabbi Yechanan, another qualification, he says, in Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, he says, although Rabbi Eliezer said that since it says Karis by Mikdash HaKadoshav, just like Achatzis Kavua, so although it's not Achatzis Kavua, it is a Oyla B'Yayrid, but it's similar that at least is Karis, so that's why he said that the Nasi will bring a Sar, which is really only unique for Achatzis Kavua, but this is like Achatzis Kavua, although it's not Achatzis Kavua, but it is Kavua in the sense that it has Karis like it usually is by Achatzis Kavua. However, says Rabbi Yechanan, Maid Rabbi Yez agrees, She'ein mevi Ashim, as some Girsois have it, Ashim Tali. That still, Rabbi Yez agrees, regarding Ashim Tali, that we don't consider this Avera of Tumas Mikdash Kedashav like Achatzis Kavua. So therefore, just like we said before, an earlier daf, that a yachid does not bring an ashim tolei only on somebody that's a savik kavua, a set carbon, meaning if one would violate it, would bring a chatas kavua. So too over here, there's not going to be bringing an ashim tolei on someone is not sure if he violated tumas mikdash kedashim. Meaning, the chiddush that Rabbi Yechon is saying is although tumas mikdashim does have karas like a chatas kavua, but since it's not really chatas kavua, because one is not liable chatas kavua, not a set chatas, it depends on finance and carbon yard. So therefore, it's not going to be a liability for Asham Tali. Now, related to this idea, says the Gemara, Tani Tani Kamed Rav Sheshes. There was someone who was teaching brises in front of Rav Sheshes, and he taught the following brises. He said, Asham Tali, a carbon Asham Tali, is Baal Tumas Mikdash Kedashim. One could be liable, if he's not sure, if he was in the state of Tumas Mikdash Kedashim, he has to bring a carbon Asham Tali. Now, what would be the reason? Because since it says, although it's not a chatas kavua, we said Ashim Tali is only if you're not sure if something that one would violate by mistake would be a chatas kavua, but it is similar to kavua that this karis, if one does it, benazed it, so therefore there is going to be a liability in Ashim Tali. On that Amalei, on that, Rav Shesha said to the one who's teaching the brises, the Amalachmani, the one who's saying this to you, who is this? Who's the town of the brises? Obviously, Rabbi Elazar, he the Amar. Obviously, it's going like Rabbi Elazar, who says, that ha'il v'nema b'karis kibikavua, since it says karis like echatis kavua, so that's why ma'isi nasi sarala. So that's why, as we explained, Rabbi Eliezer says that the nasi would bring a sar on it, so therefore, obviously, whoever's teaching the brisa wants to say an extended idea that the same thing would be regarding Ashim Tali, that we consider like a kavua to bring Ashim Tali if one's not sure if he violated. And that says Rav Sheshes to the one who's teaching the brisa, but can you really say this? But v'am Rabbi Yechanan, ma'id Rabbi Eliezer, she'ein mevi Ashim Tali. That's still not a chatzis kavua to have to bring an Ashim Tali if one's not sure if they violate on it. Which the Gemara concludes, Kasha, definitely a difficulty because it comes out that your brisa you're teaching is not like anyone, because the only one that could be like is Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Yechanan already qualified that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's not viable for an Ashim Tali, although it is viable for a Nasi to have to bring a Sar. Hanulach Hayrakayim Mashiach, which I will return to you, the second parak of Masechtas Harayos, parak Hayrakayim Mashiach, which discussed primarily that idea regarding the liabilities of the erroneous ruling of the Kohen Gadol, who then follows his teachings and the similarities between him and the Hayraz Bezdin of the Parhelm Davish Al Tzibur.